Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Senators are considering a frenzy of proposed amendments to President Trump's tax and spending bill with the clock ticking.
We're confident this bill is going to be back at the White House by the 4th of July.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt. The House is being called back to session Wednesday to vote if the Senate can pass the bill. CBS's Jerika Duncan is in Manhattan, where the jury in the Sean Diddy Combs sex trafficking trial began deliberations today.
This is interesting that so early on, they haven't even been deliberating for 3 hours yet, and already there's a question about just understanding the instructions.
Paris has been put on the highest heat alert level for tomorrow. Temperatures could hit 105 degrees as a record heat wave grips Europe. This restaurant owner joined the crowds heading to hardware stores.
I'm here to buy a fan, and it has to be strong and not too loud. I guess that's the dream.
On Wall Street, stocks are higher. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. New data released by the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development found that most areas across the state saw an increase in unemployment rates in May. According to a press release, 11 of the state's 13 metropolitan areas saw increasing unemployment rates. Eau Claire and Racine were the only two metropolitan areas to see a decrease in May, but have seen an overall increase over the course of the year. Over the last 12 months, 70 Wisconsin counties have seen an increase in unemployment rates, with just two counties seeing a drop. A legendary Wisconsin Dells attraction is turning 80 years old. Joanne Krulatz has the story.
Wisconsin State Journal reports the Dells Army Ducks started in 1946 when Milwaukee native Melvin Flath bought two of the amphibious assault vehicles and brought them to the Dells. Since then, the Flath family has bought more than 150 of the vintage vehicles. The Ducks tour the Lower Dells and the Wisconsin River, letting visitors see the canyons carved by the river. A special celebration is set for the 4th of July, including a cookout and fireworks.
A pair of bills aimed at increasing the amount of nuclear energy production in Wisconsin have passed in the state legislature. One of the bills directs the state to conduct a nuclear siting study in an effort to identify potential locations for nuclear power generation. The Wisconsin Public Service Commission has estimated the study would require at least $1 million of funding to complete. The other bill would establish a temporary board to plan and hold a nuclear power summit in Madison. Both bills now head to Governor Tony Evers for consideration. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
A new deal for Bobby. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports basketball. The Milwaukee Bucks offering Bobby Portis Jr. a 3-year contract extension worth $44 million. Portis asks why he's grateful Doc Rivers is his head coach.
You know, sometimes you get put in a box and not get to display what you can really do. So I'm thankful for Doc just letting me just play ball and just letting the game come to me, and it's been easier to go out there and just play the game the way I know how to play.
Meanwhile, Kevin Porter Jr. has declined the Bucks' offer to stay in Milwaukee and is instead headed to free agency. Baseball. Brewers have the day off. They travel to New York, where they'll face the Mets tomorrow night. The crew losing in extra innings yesterday to the struggling Colorado Rockies, 4-3. Not enough production at the plate, said Pat Murphy.
We had three hits through the ninth inning, I believe, and one was a bloop and one was an infield hit. We had four hits and two homers that were timely and great. More and more, we couldn't finish the job.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. An isolated shower or storm this afternoon. Otherwise, expect partly sunny skies with highs near 80 degrees. For tonight, partly cloudy with lows near 60. On Tuesday, first day of July, looks like a good one. Sunny skies with highs near 80. It's 80 degrees at our studios.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Tracy Ann Mangold, how would you describe what it is that Brian Schimming is caught in the crossfires of?
He's the first paid state chair that they've ever had. And so the belief was that maybe that'll increase his ability to fundraise for the state. Obviously, that has not worked out so well. I've been told that he thinks 4 phone calls a day to fundraise is a lot, which, you know, isn't.
104 might be a good start.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Chwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I talk Action Wisconsin and film incentives with Jeffrey Kurz and Nathan Deming. And Kurt Newman of the legendary Bodines joins the show. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Chwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, our fantastic producer and engineer back at the home station in Madison, Wisconsin. We are coming to you live here at WGBW in Green Bay, Wisconsin on a beautiful day. It is Monday, June 30th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Welcome in, everybody, to hour number 2 of the program, 6 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Glad to be with you. Many thanks to Trigvi Olson and Pat Kreitlow for filling in hour number 1. Also, thank you to State Senator Kelda Royce for being here on the show talking about the state budget. Mr. Zommers, how are you doing on this fine Monday?
Doing well. You know, I had a nice, relaxing weekend. One of my friends from college came to visit, so good to see people you haven't seen in a while.
Well, good for you.
And, yeah, it's a good day to be inside if you're me. How are you doing?
I'm well. Is the camera down there still not working? Or are you just choosing not to be on camera?
I just had it off because otherwise it was covering you up.
Oh, okay. Well, some people would say that's all for the best. But nice to see your smiley face. Again, many thanks to Pat and Trigvi for filling in hour number 1. And I was listening to the show the first hour, because I was on the road, and it was number one, it was fantastic. Trigvi and Pat always do a great job, and Zommers as well. And I heard Pat talking about it sounded very secret, very clandestine. Todd will tell you what's going on. So here's the deal. Here's why Pat, and what a mensch he is, to use a word, for filling in, because it is the 80th birthday today of my stepmom, Mary. Mary Albaugh here in Shawano, and her party was, and I'm not sure if this was a sign or not, her party was from 1 until 4 on a Monday afternoon, which is great because a lot of her friends, that's the best time for her. And I said, well, that's going to be a little tough for me to make it, but let me see what I could do. So Pat and Trigvi were kind enough to say, well, we'll help you out. They did hour number 1, and then I left at basically the start of the show. I got in the old truck and motored over here to the beautiful studios of WGBW. Many thanks to their great general manager here, Todd Michaels, for taking pity and saying, sure, we can put you up here. So I'm in one of the studios here. Not in the Pete Schwabba studio today, because Pete has to get ready for his show later on tonight from 6 until 8. But, was over in Shawano, celebrated with cake and root beer floats. It was a beautiful day. Big crowd for Mary. Well-deserved. And it's still going on. So my stepbrother Mike is there, but also my brother-in-law Mike is there. So
two
brother-in-law
mics.
Mike. What? Two mics. Two mics for the price of one. So brother-in-law Mike has taken. I was the cake server. 4 cakes. Lemon,
wow,
which went well. Black Forest, which only a slice left when I left the party. Then you had your carrot cake with walnut and your turtle cake. And my sister was on bar duties doing root beer floats, diet or regular. So that was a big party. It was, as Ken Lewis likes to say, good time had by all. So happy birthday to my stepmom, Mary, and thanks for everybody for letting me get an hour of that in. You're not going to want to miss this hour here now that we're back in the show. Lots going on this hour. The bottom of the hour, two new folks from Wisconsin to watch. This is always great, Zobbers, when somebody makes their radio debut. And so Maggie and Noe from Wisconsin Watch will be in making their radio debut right here on the show. Going to be talking a little bit about the budget process. I know you guys talked about it in hour one. They're going to give us some journalistic updates. Where is this all going? What does this all mean? And also a little bit on the federal budget as well. Ron Johnson getting a case of the yips over the weekend. He was a no, and then he was a yes. So we'll talk to them about that a little bit as well. Maybe take a phone call or two. But right now, Zommers, 10 minutes past. By the way, before we do the what's worse, I don't want to talk about this today too much because we're a little short on time. I'm going to get into it tomorrow. So join the show tomorrow because, and people who listen to this show know I grew up in Richland Center. I've now spent half my life in Madison, and I love Madison, Wisconsin. But I'll tell you, I was rarely so happy to get out of Madison this weekend than for the big Morgan Wallen concert. Concerts are back at Camp Randall and for the economy and all that, fantastic. But boy, there were some different folks in town.
That's what I stayed home because of that. My friend was here for a conference that he had to go to for work that was downtown. So he saw a lot of the crowd.
I had a lot of off the record conversations this weekend, by the way. We're going to talk more about those tomorrow as well. But one of the folks said this that I was talking to this weekend. I said, "You nailed it." And they said, "Well, don't tell anybody I said it." I said, "All right." But this individual, I was trying to describe. I said, "Look, I've gone to country music. I like country music, like Kenny Chesney, Johnny Cash, Willie Nelson. I was at the Willie Nelson concert at Bree Stevens Field in Madison last year." And, you know, country music fans are great, but these were not your typical country music fans you find in Wisconsin for the most part. I know there were country music fans in Wisconsin that went to the big Morgan Wallen concert, but I couldn't nail it. And this individual said they're rich country fans. I said, yes, that's it. They ain't the run-of-the-mill country fans. These people are the wealthy because some of these women, They were, as my grandma used to say, they were all done up. They had these fancy cowboy boots on and these, I guess they're called sundresses. I'm not making this up. They barely covered the cheeks of their posterior.
Yeah.
And then full makeup. I mean, and full glamour shop makeup, hair extensions, bedazzled hats. This ain't the country music fans you find at the Boaz Bar, you understand?
You're right. It's not. It's people who have a cowboy hat and cowboy boot fetish.
This is another breed of cat. It's another breed of cat. So I encountered someone at the terrace over the weekend, and she was wearing a hat, a particular hat, which I had not seen in the wild before. I'll get into it tomorrow. We're gonna build a whole segment around it, so don't miss this tomorrow. Anyway, it's 13 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go. This or that, this or that. Then, of course, the choice is yours. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with time that. Once again for What's Worse. No prize money to give away. No prizes per se involved, but it is your chance to have your voice heard across all 11 stations on the old Civic Media Radio Network. No better place to advertise than Civic Media. Join us at civicmedia.us to find out how you can join us here. Sponsor one of the shows. For my money, up and down the dial, no better. There are stations that might be equal, especially within the Civic Media family. There ain't no better station, you understand, than WGBW 97.9 FM right here in Green Bay, 1590 AM on your dial. Great shows originate out of here, like Pete Schwabba and Nightline. He'll be in a little bit later tonight to make sure I'm not monkeying around with his business here at the studios in Green Bay. You've got Rational Revolution with our friend Mark Becker on Saturday. He's got the Dr. Kristen Lyerly show on the weekend. You've got, help me out, Zomers, the Weekend Wisco show.
Yeah, New Wisco Weekend.
Thank you. New Wisco Weekend with Lisa Hale and Terry Barr and others. Am I missing
anybody?
And
Mino and the Mayor.
Of course, Mino and the Mayor every morning here in Green Bay and Oshkosh between 6 and 9. So it's great people up here. They're always welcoming. They let me crash on the sofa. No, not really. But they do have showers here. They're great folks, and we appreciate them so very much. So get involved. Get involved and advertise and sponsor one of these great programs or one of our other civic media programs as well. All right, Zomers, timely indeed, as Mike Lucas says. I've been driving back and forth here the last 24 hours between Green Bay and Shawano. No, it's Shawano. Highway 29 and the Green Bay area, I think one of the first places in the state of Wisconsin to really embrace the roundabout. The roundabout. Other people, not so much. So, the question of the day in what's worse, roundabouts or traffic lights? What's worse, roundabouts or traffic lights?
To me, it's easy.
855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You could also text us on the Civic Media app. If you don't have it, download it today for free. It takes less than a minute. It's free. It's what Gayle King calls a deal over at CBS. Go to your Apple or Android device. Go to the search bar on your app store. Type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Media. It'll pop up, and there you go. The Civic Media app. Get it today. All right, Zomers, roundabouts or traffic lights? Roundabouts or traffic lights? What's worse? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Tony, on watching us on YouTube, don't forget you can join us on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Twix, whatever you want to call it. Tony on YouTube says, love roundabouts. So efficient. Boo on traffic lights. Steve in Milwaukee listened on WAUK. Traffic lights, especially the long ones, are worse. Cam listening in Appleton says, worked for the Department of Transportation. Roundabouts are statistically better and safer. If you can't manage a roundabout, then I don't think you should handle anything more dangerous than a child's play shopping cart. Wow, that's a hot take from Cam. What's worse, roundabouts or traffic lights? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Christy, listening on WCFW, The Tap over in beautiful Eau Claire, says traffic lights are worse. Traffic comes to a stop. Traffic circles keep things moving along. Ben, listening on WRCE in beautiful Richland Center in the Driftless, says roundabouts are way, way faster. I don't know why people are so mystified about how they work. All right, very good. Appreciate that. Also, Christine Eau Claire, a big shout out to Pat Kreitlow earlier for letting Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls know there was a storm a-brewing. Bunch of us went out and closed our car windows. Thank you so much. They're very good. See, that's the kind of guy, if you can't be here, the kind of guy you want to fill in your chair for you is a guy like Pat Kreitlow. A, he's just a great guy. And B, he is a broadcaster. You understand? A broadcaster.
And it really shows, you know, he was in the legislature because he cares about the people. You can tell he still does because, you know, he's giving out weather alerts.
Absolutely. Great job, Pat. We appreciate that. What's worse, roundabouts or traffic lights? 855-752-4842. Mike, listening in Sun Prairie on WMDX out of Madison, says, love roundabouts. Hate traffic lights. They save time and they save gas. Also, John in Oshkosh, listening on WISS, says, as long as people follow the yield sign and don't treat it as an automatic stop sign, roundabouts work fine. Yield to the left and stay in your lane. Easy. Let's see here. Nan in Brookfield says traffic lights are worse. Can sit there idling when there is no cross traffic in sight. Roundabouts much better and more efficient. Nan in Brookfield. Appreciate you listening, Nan, on WAUK. Mark in Prairie du Sac. Yes, the rock band had a song Roundabout.
Yeah, what, he stole my thunder. Roundabout by Yes. Okay, I was going to play it in the next segment. I still will.
Well, still can. We still can. Yeah, absolutely. I know Troy's the line. Troy, hold. I know we're coming up on a break here, so do a little business, as we say. Come back, take Troy's call, and maybe yours as well. Give us a jingle at 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse, roundabouts or traffic lights? Don't go anywhere. We're live from Green Bay on WGBW, and Kreitlow's right. I like to take it right into the end of the All Ball Show.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
When Republicans try to be cute, they always end up looking like Wile E. Coyote in the old cartoons. Governor Evers is the Roadrunner.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, McCain, Stevens Point Brewery, Delta Dental, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Solaris, Aspirus Health, and the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Listen to Rafters Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Score special rebates on a new AC this summer at Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a brand new Bryant air conditioner and get up to $1,650 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. Comfort Air has done whatever it takes to keep your friends and neighbors nice and cool for more than 25 years, and they can do the same for you.
Hurry! This offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
Summer is here, and construction zones are everywhere. With crews working diligently, it's crucial to stay vigilant for nails and screws on the road. After all, a flat tire can quickly derail your day. If you discover a nail or screw in your tire, head straight to 8th Street Auto. Their expert team will not only assess your tire, but also conduct a thorough inspection of your vehicle to help prevent future issues. Trust the certified professionals at 8th Street Auto to ensure your vehicle is in top shape, so you can hit the road confidently and fully prepared for your next adventure.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
Don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Hey, Rafters fans. Don't let online troublemakers steal home. Stay in control with the new My Solaris app. It's a grand slam for parents, letting you monitor and block content, set screen time limits, and keep your family safe online, all from your phone or mobile device. Test your internet speed like a pro, set up guest networks, and prioritize devices to keep your family's MVPs working, streaming, or gaming without a hitch. With My Solaris, you're in command, managing your Wi-Fi like a champ. For more information, visit solaris.net/Wi-Fi. App features vary by internet plan and may require a complimentary equipment upgrade.
Econ Electric, Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric, Inc. now.
Breaking sports radio show news coming across the ticker in a move for the ages. 105.5 WIRI has traded for playmakers. Join us 4 to 5 Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Hit us in the numbers by calling with your sports takes and feelings. We'll have James, Randy, Michael, and Seth bringing you local sports coverage and news that you won't hear anywhere else. Thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. Be heard 4 to 5 every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on 105.5 WIRI's newest roster edition, Playmakers. We speak sport.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. We want to hear from you there, too. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Here, we're going to go ahead and hit a quick break, and when we come back, Rafters baseball for you here on WFHR.
You're listening to Rafters baseball.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Fear you're missing out when you miss our conversations on air? You can always join the discussion on our social media channels. Find Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also find social media for specific shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Well, hello and welcome back to... to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids. I'm Austin Thomas, welcoming you into the game. It's a 1-2 count as Jordy Lopez is at the plate for the Madison Mallards in game number 1 of 2. Lopez has a 1-2 count with nobody on, nobody out here in the top of the first. Crotchfelt on the mound, making the start for the Rafters. He misses that pitch outside to bring the count 2-2, and well, Zach Crotchfelt making his first start for Wisconsin Rapids. He's got 4 appearances all out of the bullpen, and he's been really good this season. 3 of those appearances, he hasn't allowed a run, just the one that he allowed 4. And here's a fly ball to left field. Dropping it is a diving play, but not caught by Kobayashi. It rolls back to the warning track. Lopez in at second, and he will stay there as the throw comes in and is cut off by Ruiz. So a leadoff double by Jordy Lopez after fighting back down 0-2 in the count. He was able to come back and rip a double for the first hit of the game off of Zach Crotchfelt. Crotchfelt, the left-handed pitcher from Texas Tech, a native of Jackson, New Jersey, who is coming off of his junior season with Texas Tech. And, well, he did struggle a little bit, but, man, that's a tough conference to play in, the Big 12. First pitch on the way here to Liam Moreno. Gets away from the catcher, Ashton Zacher. He's all the way back to the backstop, but Lopez is off to third base on it. So not the way that the Rafters had hoped to start the game. There is already a runner on third base with nobody out here in the top of the first. Still, though, it is a 0-0 ball game, and Crotchfelt, after a little bit of a rough start to the game location-wise, he's going to get a talking to from Ashton Zacher. And Zacher, one of the better defensive catchers on this Rafters team, he shows off that experience, especially when it comes to, you know, blocking pitches and making sure that his pitcher's in the right mindset. He's got a 1-0 count as Liam Moreno is at the plate, and this pitch misses inside to bring the count 2-0. So Liam Moreno, right-handed hitting left fielder for the Mallards. He's out here for his first plate appearance of the game, and it's a 79-degree day, mostly cloudy here in Wisconsin Rapids. This a pitch that goes fly ball out towards right field, dropping down the line. It'll be caught by Diaz. He will throw it home and keeps the runner. Wow, what a play. I mean, if the runner had taken off, he would have been dead to rights at home plate. An absolute laser from Chris Diaz, and so it's a simple fly out on it, as it goes in the books as an F9 for Liam Moreno. That's a really good throw by Chris Diaz. It takes a special kind of throw to keep that runner on third base, and Jordy Lopez having led off the game with a 2-2 double towards left field, and then the passed ball allowed him to reach third base. Here's a half swing that goes a short grounder over towards shortstop, and Onyade can't pick it up. It goes under his bare hand, and it stays in the grass. It's an RBI single for Mikey Bell, and now it's 1-0 Madison in the top of the first inning. And the Rafters here, they are hoping to claim the victory as they currently trail the season series 1-3. The Rafters did win the last game that these two played against each other after starting the year 0-3, but turned it around with a big second game. Crotchfelt on the mound. He brings that leg high up in the air and brings the pitch home. It's on the inside edge, called for strike number one. At the plate, the right-handed hitting Nate Voss from Penn State. And Voss, I mean, he has been incredible this season. Really a good batter, batting .289. He's got 18 RBIs. Comes from Manteno, Missouri. Pitch on the way home. It misses low for ball number one. Now a 1-1 count. And Voss, the cleanup batter for Madison. It's a 1-0 Mallards lead in the top of the first inning. And, well, giving you a further description of the conditions, 11-mile-an-hour wind, swing and a miss, and the runner took off for second, but looks like they're going to say it's a foul tip that had bounced out of the glove of Zacher. So now a 1-2 count as the runner returns to first base. So no stolen base for Mikey Bell. Instead, a 1-2 count to Nate Voss with one away and a runner on first. So a little bit windy out here. You kind of look at the flag in center field. It's pushing a little out towards left field. Maybe a good day for righties as this one is hit high in the air down that left field line. Absolutely crushed, but it's foul. It lands to the left of the playground, way over that outfield wall. And well, that's what I'm saying about the wind. I tell you what, right-handed hitting can really get a hold of this baseball, so watch out. Crotchfeld, a left-handed pitcher, so when you get those righties in the lineup, certainly going to be something to watch out for. Runner on first base, still a 1-2 count. Jordy Lopez led off the inning with the double and then a fly out. Runner taking off. They pick him off at first. He's running over to second, and the throw, they got him. Oh, yeah. Great pickoff play there as Crotchfeld throws it over to first. Akko had it. He threw it back over to second, and they got him at the bag. So a caught stealing of Mikey Bell, and keeps the count 1-2 with two away, and the base is empty in the top of the first. 1-0. Madison leads, and the Rafters looking for that momentum after having dropped the last two games. 1-2 count. Swing and a miss. Strike number three. Crotchfeld able to get out of the inning with just the one run on two hits. There were no errors, and there was nobody left on base. We head to the bottom of the first. It's 1-0 Madison here in Wisconsin Rapids on WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Looking for comfort, convenience, and great rates? Come stay at Super 8 by Wyndham, where value meets hospitality. We offer corporate, group, contractor, and extended stay rates, plus discounts for AAA, AARP, military, and CDL guests. Relax in a suite or whirlpool room, or enjoy a poolside stay with full access to our indoor pool and kids' games. Planning a gathering? Our meeting space fits up to 40. Wake up to our continental breakfast, served daily from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. And don't forget, Lake Bakawa Park is just 5 minutes away. Book your stay today at Super 8 by Wyndham. Comfort and convenience, all in one place.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
I got that from the man himself.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
And we head to the bottom of the first inning. It's 1-0. The Madison Mallards have the lead, but that's not too bad as Zach Crotchfeld was really able to find his mojo after allowing that first run of the game. And so he turned it around, got a caught stealing on the pickoff, and then got a strikeout of Nate Voss. Real strong way to end the inning and give himself some momentum heading into the second. But hoping for the Rafters to at least tie it up here. We'll see if they can. They are taking on Charlie West on the mound for Madison. And for the Mallards, he has had not his best start to the season. First pitch to Chris Diaz, misses for ball number one. It is a 1-0 count. Game started at 3:35 here. Game number one of a two-game day. It's a doubleheader, both seven-inning games. 1-0 count, misses inside for ball number two to Diaz. And the lineup for the Rafters is going to be led out by Chris Diaz. Mason Oñate, he bats second. And due up in the hole, it's Noah Ruiz here in the bottom of the first inning. 2-0 count on the way home from West, showing bunt. Diaz pulls back, but it misses low for ball number three. 3-0 the count. The next three for the Rafters, Ashton Zacher, Madden Ocko and Jack Guerrero. West taking his time as the 3-0 count comes home, and he's watching all the way, but it's called on the inside edge for strike number one. Behind Guerrero, it's Cameron Douglas. And behind that, for the Rafters, it is number 38, Gunnar Myro, and then Hiroto Kobayashi. This one's hit up the middle, and Diaz picks up a leadoff single up towards center field, right through that 6-4 gap, and that is a great piece of hitting to start off for the Rafters. Brings up Mason Oñate to the plate with a runner on first, and nobody out here in the bottom of the first inning. Still 1-0 the Madison lead, and Rafters trying to get closer and closer in the season series. If they sweep the doubleheader today, runner takes off from first, throw on down to second. It's a little to the left of the bag, and Diaz is in there with a stolen base. So Chris Diaz staying hot on the base paths and really showing off that swiped bag ability. Runner on second base with nobody out now in the bottom of the first. And, well, that's why you love Chris Diaz as a leadoff batter, because you get a runner in scoring position even if he draws a walk. 1-0 count. That pitch misses outside to a 1-1 count to Oñate, and took that pitch as a strike on the stolen base. You look at the stolen base numbers on the season. Diaz now up to 19. He is three behind Mason Oñate, who's at the plate, as this pitch misses away and low for ball number two. 2-1 the count. Oñate, the left-handed hitting shortstop. It's a lefty-lefty matchup. This is one of the few times this season that we've seen a lefty-lefty matchup between the two pitchers of both teams. Charlie West a lefty, Zach Crotchfeld a lefty. West on the way home gets a big swing and a miss on a high heater. Brings it back 2-2, and with Diaz on second, that is a dangerous runner to have. You go back to that top of the first inning, and only 14 pitches for Zach Crotchfeld. It's efficient enough. You know, from a starter, you're looking at probably under 15 pitches per inning. That's your hope. 2-2 count, but a pickoff move back towards second, and Diaz is back in plenty of time. Maybe saw a split second of him, not sure what to do, but got back to the bag, and no real worry about that. So it's still a 2-2 count to Oñate. And the Rafters this season, they've actually done a relatively good job against left-handed pitching. It's been the righties that they've struggled with, as this pitch misses for ball number three. It's now a 3-2 count. And you look at the Rafters record this year when they're taking on a left-handed starter. They are 5-2. Charlie West on the mound. He is a lefty starter. 3-2 count on the way home. This one is sent well in the air towards right field. Dropping back the right fielder. It's at the warning track and takes a hop. Chris Diaz is on to third base, but he will stay there. Sliding in, Oñate is safe with a double. Chris Diaz, though, he had to wait to make sure that it wasn't going to get caught. So he was holding up at second base. He only makes it to third while Oñate gets on to second base. Back-to-back hits to lead off the first inning for the Rafters. Oñate really showed off the speed on that one. And it brings up Noah Ruiz to the plate with runners on second and third. Nobody out in the bottom of the first. Still 1-0 Madison, but tying runner on third, go-ahead runner on second, no force out in play. First pitch on the way to Ruiz. It's taken outside for ball number one, and Ruiz, man, it has not been the end of the first half that he was hoping for. And he's been really cold this past week. But hoping to turn it around here, he still does have the lead in the Northwoods League in RBIs as that pitch misses low at 2-0 count. But that lead is now tied with three others. Four players in total have 32 RBIs on the season. Ruiz has played 31 of the 33 games for the Rafters this year. One of them that he missed was against Madison. 2-0 count, it's fouled back. Brings it back even with a 2-1 count. And, you know, one of the reasons that players will have to miss games is, of course, those college visits. Well, Noah Ruiz, that was the reason that he missed that Madison game and checked out, of course, the college that he would eventually commit to, Northwestern. Excited to see what he does there this next season. 2-1 count, misses high and outside. Now a 3-1 count to Ruiz. And Ruiz has certainly made his name known around the Northwoods League, hoping to be named an All-Star. We'll see if he is. Runners on second and third, a 3-1 count with nobody out in the bottom of the first. Pitch on the way home, it's taken all the way outside for ball number four, and that was right on the paint. Just couldn't quite get the call, so bases are loaded with nobody out in the bottom of the first. Brings up the left-handed hitting Ashton Zacher to the plate with a chance to tie it or take the lead. But before that, Madison will have a mound visit with Charlie West to see if he can get things figured out. And Charlie West this season, man, it's been a little bit rough to see, and not many pitchers have struggled on this Madison team, to say the least. But West, a guy who certainly has struggled, and an 8.49 ERA on the season is not what he was looking to show off, and so hoping to kind of turn that around. We'll see if he can, but he's appeared in a few games for the Rafters, or sorry, for the Mallards this season. Four games in total for him, and in those four games, he's allowed 11 earned runs in 11 and two-thirds innings. His last time out against Green Bay, he got pulled early from the start, didn't record an out, and had to be taken out of the game. First pitch on the way home to Ashton Zacher, gets a swing and a miss for strike number one, and Zacher up at the plate, left-handed hitting catcher. It's a lefty-lefty matchup. Bases are loaded with nobody out in the bottom of the first. Prior to that game at Green Bay, West had a pretty good game at Rockford, where he went five innings allowing four runs, as this pitch misses inside for ball number one, brings it back to a 1-1 count. And in that game against Rockford, he had seven strikeouts with just one walk. It was good control from him. He was hoping for a little bit of a better appearance runs-wise. Maybe we'll see that today. 1-1 count on the way home. It misses high for ball number two. 2-1. And certainly hasn't been his best game location-wise in this one. He had a 3-1 count to Diaz, a 3-2 count to Onyade, and a 3-1 count to Ruiz. He's thrown at least three balls in every plate appearance so far, but a 2-1 count to Zacher. He's ready to go and takes that pitch on the lower outside corner for strike number two. Now back even at 2-2, and the one thing you can't do in this situation is watch strike number three. Got to at least be swinging away on a pitch inside of a zone. 2-2 count with the bases loaded and nobody out. You have even a double play would send home a run. 2-2 count on the way. It's taken for strike number three, and that is out number one here in the first inning. Well, that was the one thing I was saying you couldn't do right there, but a nasty pitch from Charlie West, to say the least. Kind of came right back across the plate for strike number three. First strikeout of the game for Charlie West. Leaves the bases loaded with one out here in the bottom of the first. Rafters down 1-0. And it's up to Matt and Akko to see if he can take advantage of the situation. First pitch on the way. This one is sent foul down that right field line and out of play. So an 0-1 count, and Akko, the right-handed hitting first baseman for the Rafters, up for the first time today, and he's been a little bit more up and down as of late. However, you look at him against left-handed pitching, and he has been absolutely crushing it this season. 0-1 count is sent to the left side, and that breaks on through into left field. Here comes one run. Onyade is around third. The throw is going to be cut off at third base. It's a 2-RBI single, and the Rafters have taken the lead from Matt and Akko. Well, I was just talking about against left-handed hitting and against left-handed pitchers. He has been incredible, and he continues to stay hot with the 2 RBIs to put the Rafters up 2-1 here in the bottom of the first. Rafters had the leadoff single from Chris Diaz, the double from Onyade, and then the walk from Ruiz to load the bases, and After a strikeout of Ashton Zacher, Madden Akko comes up with the two RBI single. 2-1 here in the first inning, and now it's up to the left-handed hitting Jack Guerrero to the plate. First pitch on the way home. This one is a soft fly ball out towards center field. It will be caught by the center fielder Lopez for out number two. And on the first pitch, Jack Guerrero not able to do anything with it, but it brings up to the plate Cameron Douglas now. And Douglas hoping to show off his skills for the Rafters. And he's still looking for that big game. He's had a couple of extra base hits this season, which has pumped up that OPS a little bit, but he has still struggled to get on base and find hits this year. So he's hoping to turn that around. We'll see if he can tonight. And in this doubleheader, he is starting in game number one as that pitch misses outside for ball number one. Douglas, the righty DH for the Rafters. It's a righty-lefty matchup with runners on first and second and two outs in the bottom of the first. 2-1 Rafters. Pitch on the way home misses outside to bring it 2-0 for Douglas. And looking at Douglas this season as a batter, 231 batting average. He's got a pair of extra base hits, six RBIs in 10 appearances. 2-0 count. West looks back towards second, now brings it home, but misses outside again. 3-0 count to Douglas. And, well, 231 batting average with power doesn't seem too bad, but he hasn't seen too many walks this season, just the five. A 3-0 count with the runners on first and second. He'll watch this one all the way across for strike number one. 3-1 now. Gunnar Myro on deck for the Rafters, and he'll be hoping to come in with either the bases loaded or a larger lead than one. 3-1 count with two away comes home. This one is fouled back to bring the count full. So now a 3-2 count for the right-hander from Alabama State. Native of Woodstock, Georgia, but coming up here to the Midwest, it's a little bit different. However, he is a Northwoods League veteran. He pitched for Green Bay last season. Didn't get any plate appearances, though, and that's kind of the big thing that you're looking at. Pitch on the way home. It's ripped over towards the left field side of things. A nice diving play over at third. Throw back to first, and they got him. Oh, man, what a diving play by the third baseman for the Mallards, Cooper Malamazian, and he gets out of this inning without allowing any more runs. However, the Rafters still did manage the two runs on three hits. There were no errors, and there were two left on base. It's 2-1 Rafters heading into the second inning. This is WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids. Let's get back to the Rafters here on...
Believe in. Do not give up. Keep banging your drum. We'll see you tomorrow.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball.
You're listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Party Envy, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, McCain, Stevens Point Brewery, Delta Dental, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Gamber Johnson, Midstate Technical College, Skyward, Solaris, Aspirus Health, and the Food and Farm Exploration Center. Listen to Rafters Baseball here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, and streaming on the Civic Media app.
And we welcome you back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids. I'm Austin Thomas. As we head into the second inning, the Rafters have a lead 2-1, and Zach Crotchfeld looking to keep it at that.